Thank you for everybody for coming to this presentation. My presentation is, my talk today is about subflow response under different soil moisture condition and regime, irrigation regime in citrus groves in southwest Florida. In Florida, we have a serious problem with citrus. We call it citrus greening. It's this citrus greening is the most fatal and fast expanding citrus disease affect the entire state production. And this disease caused by small microbes, they call it Candidatus labrobacter. And this disease caused the production to reduce by about more than 20% from, and also when the tree produces fruit, the fruit will be similar to this one. It's deformed, and the taste is little like acids. It's difficult to eat it, you cannot eat it. Most of Florida fruits used for juice. And up to date, there is no cure for this disease. Once they confirm the HLB disease in Florida, the production decreased like it's like this one. It's big drop from the year before to this year when they confirm the HLB disease in Florida citrus groves. And to come out with a cure for this disease or to just to deal with it because there is no cure, scientists recommended three methods or three strategies to deal with this disease. First, use intensive managements, herbicide, chemical, and all of this. The second one, identify and remove infected trees. The third one, plant certified disease free trees. For the first and second option, it's difficult. Once you will use a lot of chemicals, too much chemicals to affect the environment, and also it will cost too much, more expensive. The second one, once you cannot define the disease before it happens, because most groups or almost all of them in Florida, we detect the disease after it happens, after it is infected. It will be difficult to manage this one, or it's difficult to remove it, because once some tree is infected, it will be moving from tree to tree, because it's caused by small insects, these insects, and it's not stable or is not sitting on just one side or one tree. And to know how big the problem is in this industry, in citrus industry, citrus is the most important crop planted on about 5.4 million hectares worldwide. And Florida has about 10% of this, about 600,000 hectares. The total U.S. production was almost 3.4 billion in dollars from fresh market citrus. Florida alone took about 1.3. It's almost little 33 or 34% of the total U.S. Production. Then, as we said before, the disease is difficult to find the cure. Up to now, there is no cure, and it's difficult to manage. Then and most of citrus in Florida planted on sandy soil has more than 70% sand. And this all Florida groves maintained under irrigation systems. And recently some farmer complained about using too much water for citrus. They exceed their permit. Then we have to come up with something to maintain this or to try to solve part of the problem. And because most of irrigation studies or most irrigation strategy mainly rely on subflow measurements. This subflow uses the heat. Here's a heat measurement, heat between two different ends at the tree. Also, using too much water will affect the water table and water limit in soil, which will be impacted by evapotranspiration. And many studies try to come up with a relation between subflow and water soil water content. Some of them found positive and negative, and some of them didn't find any relation between the two factors. Our research objectives is first to determine the citrus subflow under greening trees, then determine the soil moisture content. For the first object, we choose the 5 years old orange trees in three different locations in Florida, in Arcadia, Avon Park, or Immokalee. This three different location has three different weather, almost similar in some of them, because most of them just sandy soil, but rainfall didn't affect them too much because we use irrigated systems. For for the first objective, we use three different irrigation regimes. The current IFAS recommendation is based on evapotranspiration. Then we use the daily irrigation and intermediate. All the three regimes have the similar volume of water. The first one, we irrigate 3 days a week. The second one, we use the same volume on daily basis, divided by 7 days. The third one, intermediate, in between. We divided, for example, if we use here 3 days, this will be 5 days and 7 days. But all of them, the same volume of water. We took our subflow measurements using the data dynamics data logger. This data logger, we installed the on we used the, we took the measurement from two trees close to each other. Each tree we instrumented with three sensors, giving us total six sensors for the two trees. And the second objective, we to measure the volumetric soil water content, we use the EM50 data logger, and this one measures the soil volumetric water content average it every 30 minutes. We install the sensor at three different depths, 0, 15, 1530, and 45 centimeter. Our data show us, with no exceptions, for all three locations, the daily measurements is much higher. It's more higher than the other two for all of them. But in Immokalee, we got higher subflow rate than the other two locations. This related to the infection, the extension of the infection of greening. And when we try to see the difference, we find them in almost in daily, it's significant than the other two in all locations, with no exceptions. We found daily is much better, there is no significance between these two, but still much higher and better than the intermediate, than using with the same volume of water. For the volumetric, for the second objective, we found also the daily irrigation significantly higher water content in soil at all depths. In the first location, or all of them with some little difference, we find the highest level on the yellow bar for daily irrigation. And this is ANOVA table for this is a significant difference for all of them at 2 years. 2014 and 2015. This is ANOVA table. Show us a significant difference with year and soil depth, and also irrigation by depth. We tried to make a relation or the correlation between the two factors. We find it significant positive relation. This sometimes doesn't agree with some other researcher, but it's everybody has his own. Maybe it's related to soil or other factors. We conclude from this study that irrigation daily irrigation is maybe a better choice for they say when we use the same volume of water, it's better to divide it lower and high in extended days. Also, using this will affect the soil water content, which the volumetric water content, which will give us more more rooms to use lower amount of water. And as we said, this shows there is a positive relation between increasing volumetric soil water content in soil and sap flow, which is movement of water and nutrients. And I want to extend my thanks to my co-authors and the people who helped me on this field work. And thank you, and any questions?